Council's Budget and Finance Committee heard about the Lunkin flood levy during a meeting last Tuesday. Officials told council members the city learned the Federal Emergency Management Agency was going to decertify the levy in a September 2007 letter because it no longer met federal regulations. FEMA determined the levee needed to be raised between a foot and a half to 3 feet to provide adequate flood protection. The city said such improvements would cost anywhere from $12 to $115 million. In May 2008, then-City Manager Milton Dehoney sent a memo to the mayor and council members explaining the FEMA decision with a copy of the 2007 letter attached to it. Amit Ghosh with Buildings and Inspections told council the city notified the 471 parcel owners about the FEMA decision in 2008 and held an open house for them on the issue.
We explained to them that you want to get flood insurance before the maps change so that you can be grandfathered. And some of them did that. Now, there were those that probably didn't do it. And if they had a federally backed mortgage, then their mortgage holder informed them that you have a federally backed mortgage and you are in a special flood hazard area, you need to buy flood insurance.
Ghosh says the area affected by the FEMA decision is pretty compact, including about 30 homes and some businesses on Wilmer Avenue across from Lunkin Airport. He says in 2010, City Council approved an ordinance related to the issue.
Based on FEMA's decisions, the maps were revised in February of 2010, showing that this area is within the floodplain of the Ohio River.
At least one council member, Charlie Winburn, suggested during last week's meeting the city hadn't notified council or the affected homeowners about the change. Winburn was not on council when the memo was issued in 2008, but he did cast a yes vote on the 2010 ordinance changing the maps. He says he doesn't remember that vote. Councilmember Wendell Young defended the city administration.
Because this has a flavor for me of sort of accusing the administration of having dropped the ball and not done its job, and I'm not comfortable with that. So at least for myself, I want to make very clear that I don't have that impression from anything they said or from anything I've read.
The city does plan to continue maintaining the existing levee at Lunkin, and it will provide protection from flooding except in the most extreme circumstances. Council members did ask a number of questions about the issue last week, and city officials are expected to have responses for the group next week. I'm Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.